starting now. Okay, you're the one that talks, though.
Yeah, I haven't done an intro in a very long time. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Shooting the Breeze, episode 127. And that's a guess, and I hope I'm right.
It's episode 128, actually.
Dang it.
Here, do it again.
Well, okay. Hey, everyone. 128, so that's you and us, and we're here. And we're so glad to have you back. Eric's giving a golf clap, although I hear he's not very good at golf.
But that's who told you that?
Neither here nor there.
That's who told
not what
you
this
that?
Episode is about.
Maybe it is. Maybe we're going to go into that. Maybe I said that I'm not as good at golf, but I love it. Maybe.
No. No.
Naf called you. Naf called you.
One of those things.
He's like,
yeah, exactly.
By the way, if Eric tells you he's good at golf, tell
he's
him
lying.
No.
That guy's a liar.
But I have fun. That's the point. Yeah. That's the thing that counts. Yep.
That's great.
Well, are you? Do you have the chills? I love the vibe with the hat, but it's so hot
Thank
out.
You.
I don't know how you're doing that.
Well, I had a sweater on previously, but I changed into this jersey because I didn't want to wear the sweater anymore. And then I put on the hat because I don't know.
It just seemed right. Well, I realized I have my AC on. I'm going to turn it off because I'm sweating as soon as I closed the windows and turned it off. I was starting to cook and I was like, I'm the only one in this podcast now. I'm going to turn this on while I'm waiting. Yeah. So now I'm going to turn it off.
But now you're going to get all sweaty?
Absolutely. But it's going to sound better because there won't be background noise. But it just instantly the heat goes up 5 to 8 degrees and there's no movement in the room. Dang. So it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Living in the top of a house in the middle of the coolest summer for the rest of our lives, as you put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're like, how's it feel to know this is the coolest summer we're gonna have ever again? Hashtag global warming.
Yeah. But where you live, it's a valley, right?
It's kind of just coastal. So it's not really, it is low. It's not really high up, but it's like just, you know, along any coast. It's kind of Puget Sound area. It's lower.
Okay.
So it's not bad. It's not as hot as Seattle.
Yeah, but it's not as low as like Mount Vernon, right? Mount Vernon sits in a little valley.
Oh yeah, it's not really a valley. It's just kind of how the whole coast goes. Yeah. Or it's like the same as Everett, except maybe a little lower.
Oh, okay.
Because Everett has that whole like cliff wall, and they have the Navy base there too. But yeah, you're looking at the houses are like 60 feet up in Everett or 70. Something like that. And here the houses are like 20 feet above sea level, maybe.
Yeah.
Something there. So, and I always thought like, oh, well, Marysville's a safe area. Like if another country wanted to invade the US, we're pretty safe. And I was like, sure. Oh, we have a Navy base there in Everett. There's Bremerton Navy. There's all these Navy bases, like potential targets. And I'm like, oh, if someone wanted to nuke it or something, which sounds bad instantly. Seattle is way more a prime target than Portland or any other city area, and especially Everett with the Navy base here. So I'm like, I'm 5 miles away from blast center or ground zero. So it's maybe not so great.
I thought that's why we have so many naval bases here, is because of the war, was because they were, because we were the first or the closest to,
like retaliate or protect.
Yeah,
it is.
In the height of like World War II, for fear of
countries coming over,
being targeted by like Japan, for example. The reason behind the naval bases here were because we were the closest to them and could launch things.
A counterattack or. Yeah, that is true. But then they're talking about things now that are like so instantaneous. You'd be like, it's like a Hawaii when they were like, and a missile warning, you have less than 1 hour before an hour and a half before impact. And they're like, and Jim Carrey was there at the time. And so on, there's a clip of him talking about it. And he's like, I called my manager, agent, tried to get off the island. And we're like, well, if this is it, this is it. And then it turned out to be false, but it seemed like it had all the characteristics of a true alarm, basically.
Yeah.
So those are the things that make you think.
Yeah. So know this, no matter how much money you have in the world, you too can die.
Yeah. Steve Jobs, prime example of that.
Yeah.
At some point, everyone does. I just watched the new Indiana Jones today. Okay. Went to the theater mid-afternoon after doing lunch with my dad. And I was like, you know what? It's 1:05. It started at 12:50. I bet I'll get in there right when it starts because of the long, like,
previews,
you know, all the previews and stuff. And I missed the first 5 minutes, but I caught the gist of everything. And they were just on this train, bullet train, like fighting the Nazis. And they did the de-aging thing where he looks younger at the beginning. And honestly, it was pretty good. And the movie was great, but just just knowing that he's 80 years old right now and he's like still doing this. And he was saying like, it's the process is exhausting. Probably I'm sure at 80 years old it is, but it like, it was so cool. So I think they just overspent on the $295 million budget to do it.
Well,
but the sets are insane. Like the amount of people, there's a parade, they're going through this main street with a chase scene, and it's like confetti falling. It's like, it's amazing. So no spoilers, but really, really cool. But he's just an old guy then later sleeping in his chair, and he wakes up and his neighbor's blasting music. It's supposed to be the 70s, I think, or that whenever the moon landing was,
like 60.
Oh, was that 60s? Okay,
something
that tracks. 68? So he's supposed to, his character is supposed to be like almost 70, maybe. Just the fact that he's actually 80 in this thing. He's like, can you turn it down? And they're like, oh, the old guy next door is yelling. But it's really good. And he gets thrown around a bunch in there too. It's pretty impressive. They don't have a stunt double. It's him the whole time. You're seeing his face as he's getting slammed into stuff.
Well, I mean, it probably is a stunt person. They just put his face on.
I don't know. These ones, I mean, this isn't like them dropping him off a building or anything like that. It's not a Tom Cruise stunt. It's just like, you know, he's being roughhoused around inside this plane. Maybe the walls are soft, but being 80, that's good.
Yeah.
But good, it's awesome. Him. So I think it kind of goes back to the first three instead of the fourth. The fourth was kind of like a little bit of a letdown on like the whole thing. And this is like coming back to the style of the first ones.
I'm sure I've seen one of them in their entirety. I couldn't tell you what they're about at all, except for the Nazis, the friggin' the thing that they try to steal, the like holy thing. What's that called?
The
Arch
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
the Angel's Arch. Yeah.
Except for that, and the like snakes. When what's her face?
Snakes? Well, he is. He's scared of snakes.
But doesn't she fall in a pit of snakes or something? She falls into something.
And then he's like, oh, snakes? Why does it have to be snakes? Oh. Yeah. There's the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and that was the newer one that was like so-so, like, okay. And then the one with, I love the Last Crusade, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade with Sean Connery. Okay. That one's just like classic. That's one where they're going for the Ark.
Okay.
But then there's multiple arcs. The Raiders of the Lost Ark is the first one. And then Temple of Doom is the one where there's like snakes everywhere.
Okay.
But those originals are just so cool. So I got to see it in the small theater because Marysville, as soon as like a movie is a week old, it goes into the small theater. And I was like, no, I missed my opportunity. So if I wait a week to see Mission Impossible, it's going to be in the small theater. I'm going to be like, you can't put Mission Impossible in a small theater. So I need to go somewhere else to see that one. But it's a part one. So there's going to be two movies.
Of Indy?
No. I think this is the last Indiana Jones. He said when he's like, when I die, it goes with me. So, yeah. And not that he thinks he's dying tomorrow, but he's 80 years old. He's just like, hey, I'm not doing any more of these. I did five. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's cool.
Jim Carrey and other people are like kind of semi-retired already, and they're like way younger. So imagine just like continuing on forever and ever. Like Gene Hackman is someone who acted forever, and then he finally retired too.
I think I liked him in, I mean, I liked his later movies.
Yeah, he was really good. He was in Enemy of the State. That wasn't his latest one, but that was like his later times, but he was really good throughout the whole season. I feel like it's jumping 10, 15 degrees already in here. I'm going to sweat it out. Just leave good it for on. Me. Okay. No, I'm not going to leave it on. I'm going to make sure everyone gets a good listening experience, and I'm going to just drink some water. I'm beating up with sweat on my head. So if I was sick, like you were sick all week, not a fun experience.
Yeah, I was sick all week. I'm still kind of sick now. I still have some throat stuff. I felt like I was getting sick Sunday afternoon, so I went to bed early, and then all night I was up going to the restroom. Like nothing gross. It was just pee. Like my body trying to flush out things.
Whatever's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever was happening. But I was just so out of it. I've never been so sick before in my life. And Monday, all I did was sleep. I was probably awake for 3 hours, but was asleep the whole time. And then
Wait, you were awake for 3 hours. The rest of the day you were sleeping, actually.
Yeah. Like on and off. Like I'd wake up. And like I had a movie on or something, but then I'd quickly fall back asleep. And then, you know, a couple hours later or something, I couldn't eat. I got my first real meal in today, and it's 6 days later.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd been eating the last few days. I didn't realize it was still a thing. Yeah.
It's still a thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So like Monday.
So you don't know what you had.
I think it was just the flu. But yeah, just trying to get liquids or food in was just not happening. But like Monday afternoon, I started getting liquids in, and that helped some. But Tuesday, I was still out. I was a little better. Like my fever had come down from whatever degree it was at.
You didn't even check it?
I didn't even check. No, I didn't check anything.
What? If you get, okay, let me know how this next week goes. If you feel like your brain's running a little slower at all, if you hit that 106, 105, 106 mark, you can fry your brain a little bit. Hopefully you didn't. Hopefully it's just like 102, 103.
Yeah.
But it's funny how like the degrees change. Like 103, 104, you're like, okay, borderline. 105, like that's it. Uh-huh. Like a hard cutoff.
Yeah, because I for sure had the chills. Like I couldn't get warm. I had like 3 blankets on me. I took a shower.
And this is the summer.
And sweats.
Like you had, you put the heat up and you're like, and Sammy's roasting over there. Just panting.
Yeah. No, I like left my AC to whatever schedule it's on. So I haven't changed it.
Okay.
I was just cold. I was in sweats. And then stuff. I finally started feeling better like Wednesday afternoon. But the symptoms are still stuck around. Like I was congested.
Yeah.
I had a headache still. And then again, it was so hard to get food in and stuff.
And you kind of got this possibly. We aren't sure. You might have got this from someone else who was just getting over it last weekend.
Possibly.
And so if you come this weekend
and get
and
someone
just
else
pass it on to someone else for a full week, this is going to be an incredible experience.
I plan on masking tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, like imagine just the pass the baton. Let's see who else wants to run this race.
It's
run
the gauntlet. There's definitely something going around. Because I was talking to someone else and they're down for the count as well, and like have no association with us.
Yeah.
At all.
Right. Well, it's easy for stuff to hit people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who knows? Like you were also saying you were not getting a lot of sleep too. So that'll do it. That can easily hit you. Yeah. My dad's on a stay up all night routine and I got him melatonin and it doesn't even help. So like he's awake all night. They go in and check on him and he's like eyes wide open 3, 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And then he's like eats breakfast, super tired. I went over today at like 12 because they said we're gonna do lunch at 12:30 for him because he was like up really did breakfast and went back to bed at like 11. So I got there and I couldn't get him to open his eyes. And he finally opened his eyes and I was like, are you hungry? And he starts to make like a licking. He's like, oh, food. Yeah. So then we sat him up and then fed him in bed and then let him lay back down. But then he'll like wake up at 4 or 5. So like 8 a.m. is 4 or 5. So of course he's on this freaking night schedule because he's just like partying all night in his bed, sitting there, not like up doing stuff, but just like, oh, I'm awake, and be like, it's just so inconvenient. Like, I'd be great to get a reset, like fly him to England overnight, where it's a complete different day, or Australia, whatever it is. It's like morning when it's night here, reset him, fly him back, and then he's on the right schedule.
Yeah. Or just keep him up. Or
just let him sleep an entire day. Yeah. Keep him up and don't let him sleep. I need to sneak him yerba mates. Just give him a little like, straw and be like, hey, here's his juice, and be like, and then he's gonna be wired, but then he'd probably stay up later. But they said melatonin didn't even really work. And his nurse was like, there's no actual proven thing for melatonin. People take it, but there's no like double blind study to say this actually like relaxes you or makes you sleep. And I was like, that's interesting for something being sold as like a relaxant. Like people drink a melatonin drink and they assume like, oh, I'm going to just sleep so good tonight. And I think it's like half placebo, maybe.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I did one once and I was like, oh, I feel a little lethargic, but I also could have mentally set myself up for it too.
Yeah.
So, and I recently started taking lion's mane mushroom gummies. And it's just good for brain health. And I feel like it's one of those a day. Plus I did Alpha Brain today. So I'm like nootropic. Two hours ago, drank the Alpha Brain and it's blackberry lemonade. I mixed it with a little lemonade and it makes it taste better. And so an hour into that, you're just like, oh, I could conquer the world. I'm going to get this done. I got like 3 things done today. I feel like my brain's firing on all cylinders. So it feels pretty good.
Nice.
And I gave it to David and he was worried to take it because I told him it might send you to the bathroom for the first time. So him and Daniel debates. He took one as well. And he took one the other day. He didn't like take it, but he has it. You know. And but both of them were like, oh, I'm kind of scared. No, I don't. When should I take this? And I was like, well, not when you have to go somewhere. I'm like, okay. And so if you build it up in your mind about it being this big thing, suddenly then you're thinking about it and then you're like, yeah, it did send me things like that. But I had one today and I'm good. So I think it's just you don't want to be empty stomached.
Sure.
But it's kind of like caffeine, but it's not caffeine. Okay. So I'll bring you one tomorrow to try.
I'm all right. Thank you so much.
No, I know. No, you're all right. I just really want to see how your brain fires.
Yeah.
With it. Not anything else. The brain. You don't want to be running to a bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is here. Check this out. Can you see this? It's a picture of Grogu.
Yeah.
Picture of Grogu. And it says, I called the cops on my own party last night because I was ready to go to bed. And I was thinking, I thought of you when I read this. You're like, I had a bunch of friends over and I just decided that I secretly stepped in the room. I was like, hey, you guys, this house is a little noisy. And then you call the cops really on funny. Yourself just to get rid of people. And it made me think of the party days at our house. Yeah, when the cops would actually show up. They're like, sorry, guys, it's only 10:30, but the cops showed up. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess everyone has to leave now. So it's just amazing. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. The one thing about being sick this week the one thing I've been looking forward to is sleep, where like I've been getting like 11, 12 hours of sleep and it's amazing.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
You feel good. Every time you wake up, you're like, this is what my body needs. Is 12 what you normally need or just now?
No, just right now.
Okay.
Usually I'm good at like 8 hours. I try to aim for 8 hours of sleep.
Like, okay. Eight's a normal amount. I know. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, I never give myself enough sleep. I'm like, oh, one more hour. I'm like, what's the point? What's the point of staying up an extra hour when you can do whatever that is tomorrow afternoon or evening and not be staying up late and destroying your body?
Yeah.
So I think tonight I'll go to sleep at 9:30 to 10, and then I'll just feel great.
12. Yeah.
9:30 to 12. Somewhere in that range. No, 10:30, 11 is usually what I do. And I'm like, well, I'm getting 6 hours of sleep, 6.5, and it's not quite enough.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I'm like laying down, if I'm in bed at 10, great. But it all depends on what I'm doing the next day too. Like working tomorrow is different. I'm going to drive to Portland on Monday, visit my brother and see some friends.
Oh, nice.
And brother and his wife, and hang with, it'll stay with them. His wife, I can't, doesn't work. My wife, my wife works better than his wife. But every time I go there, they have a very small couch to sleep on. They might have a new couch now. And every time he comes up to visit and see my dad, I'm like sleeping on a cot that I got at REI and giving him the bed. And the cot's terrible. And I'm never getting good sleep. So I finally became an adult, went to Cabela's across the street and bought an inflatable USB plug-in inflatable bed. So it goes up like a whole foot or foot and a half up. And then I was like, man, my sleeping bag is also one of those little mummy bags where it gets smaller and smaller at the bottom and your feet have no room to move. Yeah. So I was like, how much are these sleeping bags here? Oh, they're more expensive than Amazon, but I need it. So I got a $60 like thinnish, like 30 degree temperature sleeping bag. So it'll be wide, comfortable, and I'll have the inflatable bed and it all fits in my car, super small.
Oh, wow.
So now anywhere I go, comfortable. Or you're if ready. He visits, I can just give him that and he won't feel like, no, a guest won't feel like they're just sleeping on a cot. Because the cot I let friends borrow and then I slept on it once. I'm like, hey guys, I'm sorry about that last visit where you slept on that cot. Because I was waking up 2 or 3 times in the night and it's like, it's so firm that if you turn, you can't sleep on your side because it's just compressing your shoulder.
Sure.
So you got to lay on your back and it's like cool for kids. Cause when I was a kid, I could sleep on a cot, but once you like my brother and I would sleep on the floor of my grandma's house in Spokane for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it was the hardest floor with a tiny layer of carpet. And we'd lay there and we'd wake up the next day and be fine. And I was like, how did we sleep under the kitchen, dining room table on this non carpet when there was a couch right there? Probably because my dad was on the couch, but it's just, as an adult, you can't do that anymore.
I don't know the last time I slept on the floor.
I mean, it's not, you're not going to get good sleep. You're going to be like what you're doing now. Well, every couple hours you wake up.
Well, it's probably good like for one night to straighten out your posture and all that stuff, but I don't know about repeatedly.
I would just think a firmer bed would be better, or just like carpet, some decent carpet. Even our floor, I'm like, I don't want to sleep on the floor. I want a little elevation. So having this where it compacts down to a box that's like a foot wide by 4 or 5 inches deep, it's great. I can throw it in the back seat of the car and take it around and plug it into any outlet and has a long cord. So it was either that or buy a $30 bed, because this was like $50, $30 bed and a $30 pump that was cheaper and not as good. And this was $50 that had it built in. So it seemed like the smarter choice.
Once your truck is up and running, you can just shove it in the back of the thing and take it for like camp away things.
Could go camping. I mean, that's the other thing too. Yeah, the canopy on there, you just put that in the back, inflate it with a little USB. I have a solar powered USB thing. So if the world ends, as far as electricity goes, I can charge that with the sun and have an inflatable bed in the back of my truck.
There you go.
Also, gas wouldn't be available, so I'd get one tank's worth. So probably just sleep in the backyard, but it would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have multiple purposes. And most of my cousins have them when I go over there and visit. It's always nice to have like something inflated to sleep on. I'm like, it's time. And it's like a cloth top.
Yeah. I think I have like 2 of them for when the kids come over and stuff.
Yeah, it's very handy. So I feel like a real adult now too. So
there you go.
Good things. And I was going to catch you up on the dating world.
Yes.
This was a potential. I was a very, very exciting story that I don't want to leave you with a sad ending, but it didn't end as well because I think the person was again fake. No. Oh. No, I don't know if they were fake, but I talked to them for like 3 days and she was on vacation in Hawaii and coming back to Seattle and had a lot of similar interests.
So far, sounds real.
So far sounds real. In East West Bellevue was the address, was like the pinpoint. It says where someone's at. I don't know. They're like, I don't know how it determines. Is that Redmond? No, that'd be north. But west would just be like towards Seattle or something, like Medina or something.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
I don't know. But yeah, so, but very minimalistic, was like renting a room from family to try to save money, no debt, no kids, wanting to just travel and live cheaply. And I was like, oh, you're speaking my language. Awesome. Asian, good combo. That was, it's all pluses. And then, so then she was like, oh, well, talking back and forth while she was with her family. She's like, oh, I'm so bored here. And I was like, oh, you're not hanging with your family? They're like, oh, well, the kids are running around doing stuff. So I'm sitting by the pool, but they're doing their own thing. I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, at least you get the time to chill. She's like, honestly, I'm ready to get back. But all the things were like very real, like dialogue. Okay. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to send this, be like, hope you're enjoying the family time. Here's a, just want to send you a couple questions. Curious, cause she said she was into cooking. What do you enjoy cooking? What's your favorite meal? Stuff like that. And then I didn't get a response for a little bit. And then I saw a response show up on my phone. It popped up and it was like 21 questions, LOL. And then I was like, oh, that's weird. So I open it and then she had unmatched with me. Because like, oh, you're doing some old spiel of 21 questions, huh? I'm like, no, like,
what?
This doesn't make any sense at all. And so she was no longer on the list of conversations, gone. I was like, okay, so that was it.
Oh dude, I'm sorry.
Just like, and I was like, after 3 days I was like, oh, she said she's coming back Saturday. It sounded like she wanted to like get together and have coffee or something. I was like, cool, I'll make some time. And then after 3 days, I'm like, and this is why I hate online dating so much.
And I don't think it's that. It's just, she sounds like a terrible person. Like, why would you, like, that sounds
why would
so
you,
normal.
Why would you, unless she accidentally unmatched by with her thumb and then it was done.
Sure.
I don't know. But I'm just like, it seemed like good conversation. I was like, oh, cool, we'll meet up, hang out. Seems cool.
Topical to her interests.
Yeah. And then it was like, I think I might have put 3 or 4 food questions down just to like give her something to write in the next day before, because she was coming back the next day. It was Friday morning. And then it was like, wow, 21 questions, LOL. And then I was like, oh, let me look at this message. I'm like, and this person no longer is on the list. I was like, dang, dude. So annoying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So then I was like, okay, I need to just cut a couple of these accounts down. So I got rid of one. And then added another, and I was like, oh, let me jump on eHarmony again. And so I just did that. But I was like, it's such like I'd say it's the biggest scam one.
How so?
eHarmony. Because every other one lets you see people's pictures.
Okay.
This blurs everyone unless you pay. And it's $40 a month. Or you have to sign up for 6 or 12 months, which is $241. And you can't even respond to someone alike or anything unless you pay. So I'm like, it's free, but you're seeing blurred pictures of everyone. You're like, I think they're attractive. Yeah, I think they're attractive. Like, what does their eye look like? I don't know. They could have like a lazy eye going off to the far right. You have no clue. So it's just insane. So one girl had liked something and she's in Everett. And I was like, I can't even respond to this without paying $240, and it is just not worth it.
Jeez.
But they ask you all these personality things. So last night for an hour, I was like, oh, cool, I'm getting like a free personality test and all these in-depth questions. So it feels like they care more, but they care about your money. Cause as soon as you need any access to anything, you have to pay. And it was going to be like $300-something for 12 months. And if you do 24 months, which is just too long of a commitment for a dating site, it's $479. So you get 52% discount. But I'm like, yeah, but that's $479 to use this platform. Yeah. Like, how crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy. Have you tried like Coffee Meets Bagels? And
I did in the past. Yeah.
Whatever.
I've tried them all in the past. Yeah. And I just feel like in person has got to be better. Mm-hmm. I just got to meet people in real life. I need to get out in the world more.
Stores. Yeah. Hit
I got to get out to more Safeways.
Yeah. Morgues.
Which ones?
Safeways.
Who am I seeing at the morgues? The family members coming to mourn over there, and everyone's in a vulnerable state. They're like, this guy will comfort me. I'm just a comforter. Yeah. Oh, so it's like in old school when he's like a funeral crasher. Wedding crashers. They go and visit Will Ferrell, and he's a funeral crasher. Yeah. And he goes and he's like, oh, it's the best time because everyone's all sad. And so he's talking about like, he's like, I'm kicking butt or whatever he says about it. He's like, I'm not missing anything here. I'm hitting all these. And yeah, but it's also like, I'm not going to do that. Sit out. Be like, hey.
No. It was a joke. But I feel like there is a.
I knew.
I feel like grocery stores are coming back. I feel like it's more of the dating thing.
A grocery store thing? Yeah. Like you meet someone at the grocery store? You mean they work at the grocery store?
No, where like you pick someone up at a grocery store.
You're sitting there talking about food on an aisle, bell and then peppers, you see them the next time there or something.
Yeah. Like,
oh, hey, what are you making?
I really like how this person handles the bell peppers. You go talk to them. Hey, you got nice hands.
I love how you're handling those bell peppers. Great hands. And they're like,
great hands. Excuse me. Top five hands I've ever seen.
This is all great. I'm writing this down. great ideas.
You don't have to. It's a recording. You can just listen back to it later.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to write it down when I put the topics. So I'll have it. Yeah. No, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Just go to a grocery store. Yeah. Well, there was so when I went to PCC in Edmonds years ago, there was a girl that worked there who was like roommates with a friend of mine that played music, and I recorded some of his songs. So she and him both worked there. And her name, I'm not going to say her name on here. It doesn't matter. But she was pretty cute. Glasses. I was like, I appreciate cute more than like people say hot or whatever else. Like,
okay.
You know, much better than someone who's like, oh, this person's like a supermodel. I'm like, not even going to try. Not even going to go there. This girl's really cool. So she'd always be like, oh, how's it going, hun? And blah, blah, blah. And going through line. And so one time at a house show he had, I was filming for him, and I was just filming with a single camera, and she came down and sat next to me. Didn't need to. And I had just been going through my divorce. So I was like, you know, fresh out of the,
not on your radar. Yeah.
Not on my, well, I was kind of aware, but I was like, oh, she's pretty cute. But I was like also a little, self-doubting. So she was sitting there. She's like, and purposely came and sat next to me. I was like, I had my time. I talked to her every time I come into the store for like, joke around for like 2-3 months, could have asked her out. They invited me down to go to Golden Gardens once when they were all hanging out, and I was like, I can't make it tonight on a Saturday. And I was like, what would have been if I would have gone to Golden Gardens that night? So that's the kind of grocery store thing I was thinking of. It's like, if you meet someone that you actually know, but
like within your network of friends or family.
Right. Yeah, I that's mean, a little better.
Not your family.
Well, not within my, there was another meme that came up today that I wanted to bring. I was like, how am I going to work this into the podcast? But you just opened the door. Yeah. So it was like, it was kind of a joke about that. My friend sent me today. And I'm going to read it, in a way that doesn't, I don't know, allude to too much, but the point will be given here. Okay. It said, it shows Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like the, what's his face? This guy? Ewan McGregor. And it says, most embarrassing. Okay, I'm just going to read it. Most embarrassing sex moment. Go. And then someone wrote, and it crossed out part of it, says, our grandma walked in with a sad face. And then it shows his face, and it was like, our? Why is it both of your grandmas? Because that's terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of like incest stuff come up. Not.
You've been searching it.
No, not at all.
I'm just kidding.
Just people telling how it's like one to two to three different like people, not even remotely connected to each other, of just being like, I was dating someone and then found out that we had family. Within our like family
distant
lines
relatives that were the same.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're like, hey, we're not gonna go out again.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not a first cousin, it's fine, right?
Yeah, your grandma. It's your grandma.
Like, second cousins is fine. No, I mean, they're like saying first cousins is where, like, you get some deformities with a baby. But then sure. I was like, I wouldn't think, and I remember I had second cousins growing up. And I was like, I would never consider dating a second cousin. That's just so weird. Like, Edvard Grieg.
Family.
The famous composer, or composer, pianist, Edvard Grieg, okay. Or Edward. Pianist. Yeah. Pianist. He married his cousin, first cousin. So that's like, that's a real account. And yeah. I was telling my friend that sent me that meme, I was telling him, I was like, oh, my dad, when he lived in Sparta, Tennessee, was not too far from a county. I'm not going to say the name of the county now, but the name of it doesn't matter. But the content is that a lot of percentage of inbreeding is in that county. So my dad would like be nearby, and there'd be like very kind of some weird looking people walking to like the local events down the street and different stuff, and just like something seems off. And that's usually what it is when like the people are too close.
Yeah
And some dogs have that too. Breeders for dogs will like do that, like a mom and a son, because they can't have another dog, but if they want like more puppies, I'm like, it's just not healthy. It's usually with dogs, it's not healthy for the dogs, more or less internally. So it's a crazy topic, but it happens
unfortunately.
And the only thing I can think when it comes to people, I'm just like, were you guys just so sheltered, there's no one else in your network anywhere, and you didn't leave the woods? Or like, you know, you're like, hey, we got 10 families in this area, and this family can be with this family, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's not a choice, you know, it's a force. It's like, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's the product of rape.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the stuff that's real bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some pretty crazy stories out there that I've heard of, and some people I know that I won't go into detail on stories of their lives, but just things that happened that is completely out of their control. And you're like, you're here because of this happening. And now you got to live your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That too. So my dad's thing was like, he would just comment on how intense, when he moved to Tennessee for a few years, how it was weird walking around town and seeing people kind of with their head sideways or different weird things. So he kind of was like he wasn't making fun of it, but he was like noticing it at the same time.
Yeah.
But that one thing is pretty funny. The hours? What do you mean? Like, they just get they get a normal face of him, and then they have a surprise face on.
My skin, although I was sick for a week, my skin cleared up really nice.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It looks really great. I have some, I mean, this is left over from like 2 weeks ago, but.
Well, I can't see it. It's the 720p video. It kind of takes away some of the resolution.
It's a little red, but.
I just ordered. So I'm upping my skincare game, because when I took the picture with my dad and realized I had the big bags, I was like, okay, obviously what I'm doing is not working for the eyes. I was doing like the retinol cream, which is the stuff that's supposed to tighten your skin. But I'm like, obviously, if I'm doing that and there's these bags when I'm like smiling, it's like just the natural thing. I'm just getting older. That's more what it is. Just got to embrace it. But the company that I got that skin serum from, Caldera Plus Labs, they have an icon, they call it EYECON. So it's very play on words. But that one's meant to go on your eyes. So, and the other stuff's really good. So I was like, okay, it's $70 for this. For every 60, 75 days, I'm going to try this out. If it's way better, I'm going to quit doing the other ones and just do this and do this every day and see what happens.
Yeah.
But so far it's feeling better. I feel like now there's tons of ads popping up for skin stuff on Instagram. And there's one doctor saying like, it took a piece of toast and it was putting like moisturizer on it, and it was like, look at this new toast, bends and tears and it's very soft, that's like your skin when you're young. And then it shows this dried old piece of bread, and it's putting the moisturizer on it. It's like, look what moisturizer does now. And they're rubbing it on bread, and I'm like, you're really making bread less appetizing. But it's like, it's doing nothing. Like, they're saying the problem's underneath the skin, so they're just saying you got to do this and this to get to it. But I think it comes down to dehydration. If you're drinking a lot, you're probably better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to get those, that blade. I haven't ordered it yet. The roller with
the microblading.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it. So I'm going to do the Icon thing, and you're going to do the microblading. When are you going to order? You should order the microblade thing tonight.
Okay.
Is it Amazon?
But I feel like I'm good. But to get ahead of the curve. Curve?
Just start.
Curve.
To get ahead of the curve. You're ahead of the curve, you're on the straightaway.
It's a curveball.
Or
is it maybe, driving?
Could be a curveball, could be driving. If you're driving ahead of the curve, you're on the straightaway and you can see ahead. Unless there's another curve up ahead. That's the question.
Or is it a biking metaphor? Because if you get in front of the biker
ahead of the curb.
Yeah.
It's curve for sure.
Everyone goes to the inside when you're racing, whether you're a car or a bike. You go to the inside lane to get around the curve faster.
I know it's, yeah, curve, but ahead of the curb, I just want to see if someone says that, ahead of the curb. And it's ahead of the curb driving academy, but ahead of the curve definition is, what's its roots? Let me tell you. The phrase go ahead of the curve means to be one of the first to change a new idea or way of doing something that later becomes generally popular. So it's just, they're showing a curve as in like a stock market spike. Like everyone else is doing it now. Yeah. Like you started it. So, or there's a road sign with a curve, but we can make it anything we want. I like the idea of the getting ahead of the others that way, or just ahead of the problems. So that's what drinking water is doing.
Yeah. Do that.
So then we'll check in next week and see how those things are helping us or if we feel better. And if you have a lot of red little dots, which I know you won't, then you'll know if it's good or not. I've seen those before, the little rollers at like, I don't know where. It must have been like walking by, not a salon, but
Yeah, because there's some that don't have the blades on it where it's just like a jade roller. And that helps with... draining your lymph nodes.
Okay, it's just putting it's lymphatic. Like massaging more than anything. Yeah.
To like depuff and all that stuff. But then the ones with the blades on it, it's to help the serums and all that stuff get into your skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be cool, cuz that's what they're talking about. Just putting stuff on the surface doesn't always do it. So if you do that, you're getting stuff in.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of I was like, man, it's time to have bags under my eyes. I hope not. The Icon thing should be good. But if it is, I need to embrace it. But that one picture just scared me when my dad's face was much better than mine, and he's 30 40 years. 30.
Well, do the do a couple days of like the ice things.
Oh yeah, ice packs on the eyes.
Yeah,
maybe that. Yeah, or cucumbers, the,
like, water, just sticking your face in water, and ice water. Cubes.
I've been doing cold showers. So if you do two minutes, which I'm going to do tonight, just to cool down from the podcast, from the sitting in the heat. But 2 minutes of that, and your body's like lower by like 10 degrees, so it feels good. But yeah, nice. Maybe an ice bucket in the morning. Would help too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I'm going to say about the Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones. Like, obviously they do makeup and stuff, but like his skin looks great. And same with like, they had a cameo from the original girl who was in like Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think.
Yeah.
And she honestly, even her, like, she's a lot older, but you're like, oh, they obviously have taken care of their faces. So for anyone who's not taking care of their faces, they should do it for sure.
Drink water at a minimum.
Yeah, I've been doing it, getting a lot of liquids in. So feeling good. Avoid the things that dehydrate. Today was a trash day as far as food, because I went to the theater and I was like, you know, a popcorn does sound good partway through the movie. And so I got a popcorn. I'm like, oh, you know, a Pepsi does sound good. So I ordered a small. Guess how big their small is?
A large.
It's like this big around, this deep. And I was like, it's like 64 ounces, not 64, but like 50 something. And I drank half and stopped, but I ate the small popcorn was small, but it was like $16 for those two things. plus the movie. So I did that. And then I was like, you know what sounds good for dinner? Hot dogs. So I went to the store and bought Heber Nationals and got cream cheese and made Seattle dogs for dinner. So it was popcorn, Pepsi, and Seattle dogs. And I was like, I could have eaten some fresh stuff, probably.
I'm glad you had hot dogs. I have a question for you, but while we're on the topic of food, all I ate this week was toast with Nutella, like a piece of toast with Nutella.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And two attempts with pho that went horribly wrong. The first one, I could only get five sips of broth in, and then I threw the whole thing away because I couldn't eat it. And then,
which is rough because pho is so good. Like, I can't imagine throwing it out. Yeah.
Second time, it was like I was almost out of the woods with being sick, and then I ate like half of it, noodles, all of it, mm-hmm. noodles, meat, the friggin' crispy sprouts, all of that.
Yeah.
And then my stomach turned so fiercely that I thought I was going to pass out. Yeah. Like sweat.
Just
like
from the amount of food.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting this graphic. But I was just sweaty. Fine. Like every part of my body was sweating.
Because you got heat. You put in some heat. And then your body's like, nope.
My stomach just like.
Did not love it.
Yeah. I didn't love it.
It's like that time of that river in Taiwan. My stomach flipped upside down and I was standing in front of a group of Taiwanese people and I had to just pretend everything was fine. And I felt someone grab and like, it was like someone twisted my whole stomach the opposite direction. I was like,
yeah,
just like hold on to your butts, as they said in Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I looked at my face in the mirror and all the color was gone from my face. Like I was pale. No. Like a sheet. Yeah.
Wow. Ghostly.
But then I ate pho today. That was the meal I had, the full meal I had.
And it was good now.
Yeah, and I feel fine.
Nice. You're out of the woods.
You posted something today, speaking of your friends. You posted mm-hmm. something today of a what type of wood did they call that?
It's a live edge wood table.
Boom.
Yeah. Beautiful,
who,
right?
Who was she?
That was Matt.
Okay, hi Matt.
In the video,
yeah.
You've met Matt before.
I've met Matt before.
But he does the tables. Yeah.
Oh, he makes them. That's so sick.
Yeah, and then they like spray them, sand them, do all the epoxy, everything. So mm-hmm. it's like it's a delivery. It's something that's ready to go out to a client, but it's like a whole dining room table.
Okay,
but they're. And it's actually not as heavy. I mean, two people could lift it. It looks like it's way heavy, but it's not too bad. It's just kind of bulky.
Okay. Because I thought it was, for whatever reason, I don't know why I keep thinking about, I just associated it with the studio. I thought you guys had something mm-hmm. done for the studio.
Well, I mean, my idea is because I have part of, so our table, our counters downstairs are the same type of live edge wood.
Okay.
And there's an extra piece of it that he was working on for me for a desk. My idea now, since it has two live edges, is to cut the back one off and have that as the mixer table in the studio. So there's the PA setup, PA speakers, and the mixers on that nice live edge wood table. Because I mean, like, I don't have room for a live edge wood table up here, but the piece of wood, Naf said I could have it. So I'm like, let's do something with it. So having that out there would look really cool. We wanted a whole live edge wood counter that went like 20 feet that was like mounted on the wall so people could sit back there and on stools, but we'll probably just have it a little more open that way and stuff that can move around.
Yeah. That's
so,
cool.
So yeah, it will go get into use and the live edge wood just looks amazing. And there's epoxy in that one too, for some areas too.
Nice.
So it's an art to do that stuff though. It's very cool. And this one has like, they call it ferning, where like in the wood there, it looks like a fern leaf is going out in fern, like fern, they call it fern gullying.
Yeah.
They're remaking that into a live movie.
I don't want it.
I kind of do. The cast is amazing. Look up the cast. It has your favorite boy, James, something or other.
Corden.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't think James Corden's in it. Okay, I'm gonna just look up Ferngully live action 2024 cast. If he was in Into the Woods, Tim Curry, Jonathan Ward, Samantha Mathis, Christian Slater. What? Wait, hold on. That's the original movie. No, this is from
like 92.
That's the original cast. Why did that come up? That's idiots. Idiots. Who's doing this? I hear Jim Carrey's in it. That's one role there, like he came out of retirement for. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see the IMDb. Halle Berry, Melissa McCarthy, Xavier Bardem. I don't know. I don't want to say too many names before it's out, but it looks like it could be cool. All to say, the Live Edgewood tables are sweet, and all the grain in it is like you can feel every grain. Like even though it's smooth, it's like, yeah, it's so cool.
That's cool. It's like Braille. Yeah. So for I'm trees.
Not. Yeah, it's Braille. Like if for anyone who's blind, they can you could count the rings on that and be like, this table was this many years old.
Yeah.
And I don't know who decided that a ring was a year in a tree, but that's something that's just a known fact. Like the tree that was cut down in our yard had 85 rings. So 85-year-old tree.
Was 85 years old. Why?
How? I don't know. The growth out just creates, at a certain point, it creates a ring as it goes. I mean, we don't look stuff up, so people have to look it up for themselves. Yeah. But it's there. So that's pretty much it. Just Fern Gully Live trees, Live Edgewood. And a lot of people are doing things that I have no skill in doing, and I am very in awe of those kind of things. Hmm. Like video editing doesn't seem like a big deal, or music recording or writing a song. I'm like, oh, that's easy. I'll do it when I have time or something. But like that's tough for someone else. But then other people are doing like the Live Edgewood, you're just like, well, that's like something that's super cool. You got like people building houses and doing all this stuff that seems like it takes a lot of like just knowledge, obviously, to do all those things. So I'm impressed with what other people do a lot more than myself, but it's good to be inspired by other people. So I guess that's good.
Yeah. And very little impresses me. So thanks again for listening to our podcast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you. Oh yeah. You do the outro too. This is your week.
It's been Shooting the Breeze, episode 128. Bye.